Gautama's assertion that life is suffering may be matched with Socrates' assertion that life is terrible. But both Indian and Greek sage referred solely to life in the ego. Is it quite fair to stress the misery of human existence without pointing to its mystery? For that is just as much here, even if attention is seldom turned toward it. Man, in order to complete and fulfill himself, will and must rise to life in the overself, with the ego put into place, belittled and broken.